Coming up, a little help moving from an old phone to a new phone on Ask the Tech Guy. Ask the Tech Guy comes to you from the LastPass studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? LastPass can ensure they are by making access and authentication seamless. Visit LastPass.com/twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Ask the Tech Guy is brought to you by LastPass. Visit LastPass.com/twit to learn more. Hello, everybody. Leo Laporte here. I am your tech guy here to help you with your tech problems. Got a question from Sergio. He is in Santa Cruz, California, listens to the Tech Guy show on our San Francisco affiliate, KSFO 560 AM. He says, greetings. Hope this email finds you well. I need your help and suggestions on how to transfer data, contacts, pictures, etc. from an older smartphone to a newer one. The phones are Android, not Apple. So that's a good question, Sergio, something every one of us is going to come up against from time to time, and I have a couple of different answers for you. If you're on a Samsung phone, for instance, Samsung has a built-in feature that will automatically copy from the old phone to the new phone, either wirelessly or with a special cable connecting the two phones. That's by far the easiest way to do it because you've got the old phone and you just put them together. They recognize each other. It's kind of automatic. Apple does the same thing. So generally, when you're moving from the same brand to a newer phone of the same brand, there are ways to do that automatically. But if there aren't, there are other ways to do it, ways you may already be using. For instance, especially on Android phones, I use Google to keep track of all that stuff. I have a Google Contacts, contacts.google.com. I have Google Calendar, calendar.google.com. And that's where I keep my contacts, my calendars. My photos, I keep on Google Photos. And if you're using those systems, one of the best parts about that, one of the reasons I started using it, is you just log into your Google account on the new phone and it'll automatically populate contacts, calendar, and photos. It'll do it automatically. In some cases, Samsung, for instance, there is a Samsung account that will also do backup. The key on both of these is to make sure that before you abandon the old phone, you go into the settings on the old phone, and under backup and reset on an Android device, you make sure you have that checked. The backup to Google, and you can even press a button and say backup now and make sure all that stuff is up to date. That way you'll get the most recent up-to-date stuff on your new phone. With the iPhone, it's the same thing, except you're going to use iCloud to backup contacts, calendar, and photos. The only drawback to iCloud is the storage will cost you. I guess that's true of Google, too. It's not free, but it's not expensive. I actually pay for a lot of iCloud storage because my whole family uses it. So we get, I think, a couple of terabytes of storage, and I think that's about 10 bucks a month. It's handy because then all the phones are automatically kept up to date on iCloud. So if you're lucky because you have your old phone, but it's not unusual that you might lose a phone. And then if you've been backing up to iCloud or Google Drive all this time, you're set. You haven't lost anything because everything is up to date in the cloud. It's a lot easier. Remember the old days? You'd buy a new phone and you'd go to the phone store and they'd have a special machine. Because in the old days, you had to hand enter every phone number, every contact. It would take you hours just to do a few dozen contacts. I have more than 1,000 entries in my address book today. I couldn't possibly do that. They used to have a little device they'd plug into the old phone and plug into the new phone and copy it over. But nowadays, it's a lot easier. If you're moving from one brand to another that's, the same brand, that's very easy. If you're moving from Android to iOS, that might be a little bit more complicated. But again, Google's your friend here. It's already backing it up on Android. And you just install Google Photos on your iPhone or install the actually, you don't even need to install the Google Contacts or Calendar on the iPhone. You just connect your iPhone Calendar and Contacts to Google. It'll automatically sync up. I consider Google, in my case, or iCloud, if somebody's an iPhone user, as the central place where my contact and calendar information is stored. And then each device, my computers, my phones, my tablets, those are clients that download that information. I can make a change on any client. It automatically uploads it to the central storage and downloads it to everybody else. So that really is the modern way to do it and by far the easiest. I hope that helps, Sergio. Thanks so much for the question. We always appreciate it. Ask the Tech Guy at twit.tv. I'd like to answer your question next time. Our show today brought to you by LastPass, a personal password manager and an identity solution for business. I use it at home, but we also use it at Twit. It helps secure everywhere you work and live. You could share passwords or notes within LastPass to employees or family members. It's also great to store personal and corporate credit cards. And now LastPass offers passwordless login options. They call it single sign-on for employees. It both increases security and productivity. Visit LastPass.com/twit to find out how they can help you. That's LastPass.com/twit. Well, that's it for this episode of Ask the Tech Guy. I'll see you next Monday with more questions, more answers. Don't forget to email me. Have a great week. We'll see you next time on Ask the Tech Guy.
Stumped on a nasty tech conundrum? Email askthetechguy@twit.tv.